Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding 241 Parking Structure, Section 1, boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437, Bravo, for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400, lower level, near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 Parking Structure, Section 4, boy.
Responding to 401 Parking Structure, Section 1, boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2, Frankie, in the front.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age, blue jeans, no further.
Control 5, Frank, 401 is a route.
Well, good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. Hello, 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 and how are you? You're listening to Private Officer International Talk Radio Network once again for this Monday, the 16th of May, 2011. I am your host, founder, and CEO, Rick McCann. Private Officer International, we are a private security and law enforcement association currently headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. That's about to change as we are combining our offices and regional training and moving to the great state of Virginia in the upcoming months. You may have heard about that. We'll be talking more about that in the upcoming weeks. We've got big plans, big things happening here at Private Officer International. Well, this is kind of an impromptu show today. As most of you listeners know, we normally broadcast live in person every Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Eastern time. And today, of course, is Monday afternoon. And we're frequently on the road, and sometimes because of our schedule or the weather, we're just not able to get behind the microphone on time, which was the case last night. So we just decided to postpone it for a few more hours, and here we are, impromptu. But we hope that you're having a great day wherever you are and that things are working out for you. I want to remind you here at the top of the show that this is the National Law Enforcement Week, big celebration ceremonies happening in Washington, D.C. this week, the site of the Police Officer Memorial. They have a beautiful wall and park there near the Capitol. If you are ever in the Washington, D.C. area, you'll want to stop there for sure and pay your respects and just have a few moments of silence as you see the hundreds and hundreds of fallen officers listed on the memorial wall. Be sure to also fly your blue ribbon this week on your car antenna to signify that you are a law enforcement supporter and that you recognize this National Law Enforcement Week and Officer Down ceremonies going on here nationwide. Also want to remind you that we're not out of the woods yet. We still have a lot of bad weather happening. Alabama is still recovering from the disastrous tornadoes. The Carolinas, Virginia as well, many other areas in the Southeast and Midwest that have been hit hard this year. I believe I read in the past few days that this is the stormiest year on record in 60 or 70 years, maybe longer. We do want you to help if you can. Either go there, begin to fundraise or gather goods to bring to those disastrous locations, or possibly even give to the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, or a group called Samaritan's Purse, which is on the ground helping those victims right now, even as we speak. So if you can, we do ask that you help in whatever way possible. We have some sad breaking news to bring you here out of St. Petersburg, Florida, in the Tampa area. A 26-year-old private security officer on patrol of an apartment complex has been found dead. He was shot and killed overnight with his own weapon. Police have identified him as Matthew Finley Little. First report was that he was 20 years of age. A recent Wire report that I just read moments ago said he is 26. Nonetheless, he was a security officer for several years, working for Critical Intervention Services, CIS, out of Largo, Florida. According to law enforcement, his company had been trying to reach him, and after they could not, they sent the police to investigate. Police found him shot to death near the swimming pool area. There are no suspects. No other information being released other than he was pronounced dead at the scene. He was in full uniform and his weapon was missing. And police are saying that he was shot with his own service weapon. We also know that this is a 368-unit complex and that it is a low to mid-income complex and area. And that they had previous reports of shootings and problems out there prior to this unfortunate murder. We also know that the young man was engaged and about to get married. And that's all the information being released about the incident at this time. Private Officer International, as we often do, we'll be offering a $2,500 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for this murder. We have notified St. Petersburg Police and Crime Stoppers. We will be assisting them. We will be broadcasting the information and updating you as frequently as possible on this. We really don't know what happened. We don't know if there was a confrontation. We don't know if he was suddenly surprised, if he had been involved in an incident. We have no information about that whatsoever. However, we are digging deeper into this, and we will be bringing you further news as we get it. But, you know, just another sad tragedy involving private security, which we know continues to be headline news almost on a daily basis. Someplace, somewhere, a private security officer is injured or killed in the line of duty every day. And as you know, my philosophy or my, I guess, future prognosis for this is that things will continue to get worse as private security continues to be more proactive, getting more involved in investigations, confrontations, enforcement actions, arrest, apprehensions, and we're going to see more, unfortunately. And even sadder is that most private security personnel are not trained to do the task that they are now being required and asked to do. I do know a little bit about Critical Intervention Services. They are a higher tech, more proactive company out of Florida, about 300 private security officers concentrated in the mid-Florida, South Florida area. They are a high-profile, proactive security company. They do a lot of housing complexes and apartments and armed security and patrol work. Don't know anything really bad to say about them. I understand that they do a lot of training, and certainly we're not sure whether or not the cause of this young man's death was poor training or if he was ambushed. It does look like at this point he probably was ambushed or in a confrontation. The only negative thing I have to say about this situation really is that with an apartment complex with 368 units, that is a fairly large apartment complex. And in a low-income area with previous crime problems, it appears to me, and I don't want to be a Monday morning quarterback, and I don't want to sit and be an armchair quarterback in this incident, but it does appear to me that possibly this property warranted having at least two or three security officers for safety reasons. And that, you know, I do think that that's probably going to be one of the problems here in this death situation. CIS probably could have put another, at least one more security officer on the property. But again, we don't know what the client demanded or wanted, and I don't want to second guess. I'm just merely stating the fact that this is a very large apartment complex, and it's an unfortunate situation. We have contacted CIS, and we've offered our assistance, condolences, and we are standing ready to assist them, as well as the family of the private security officer killed in the line of duty. So if you are in South Florida or mid-central Florida, we encourage you to get involved. Reach out to the company, Critical Intervention Services. Attend the funeral. Send a condolence, a sympathy card to the family. And contact our office at adminassistatprivateofficer.com if you'd like to assist in donation for the benevolent services. I'm sure that we will get an approval from the board of directors to assist the family financially. And although the security officer was not a member of Private Officer International, we will be reaching out and doing whatever we can from this end. Okay, we talked about on the last show bringing change to private security in the town hall meeting. We hope that you were involved in that. We hope that you listened to the show either live or on demand, podcast, digitally downloaded it. If not, be sure to go there after the show and listen to that. It was a great show, great program. And we'll be holding more town hall meetings live and in person coming up in the upcoming weeks, as well as on air. We definitely need to bring change to the private security industry. And unlike many people who sit back with a wait and see, oh, well, I'm not going to do nothing. We can't do nothing about this. We don't have that same opinion. We don't have that same philosophy. It's time to make a change and bring a change and to be the change in the private security industry. And we hope that you are with us on that. We have some other great shows in the lineup coming up. We were scheduled this past week in to talk to a couple of owners of security companies. Besides not being able to get to the microphone in time, one of the guests had something come up and was not able to get on the program also, but we will be rearranging that show in the upcoming weeks. Looking forward to talking to them about what's happening with their company. We also have a brand new LP Zone radio show. It's on the air every Tuesday afternoon. You'll be able to listen. If you're involved in private security or law enforcement, this show is for you. There is no other radio show involving private security, loss prevention, retail security, or private police in the world. So be sure to tell your friends who are in the industry. Be sure to tell the retail managers, the loss prevention agents, security people about the radio program and hook them up. Tell them they need to join Private Officer International because we are all about them. While I'm on the air, if you'd like to email me, please feel free to do that. Send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also send an email to the same address if you are listening later after the live show, a couple of days from now, a couple of weeks, or a couple of months. If you have questions, comments, or you'd like to send us some news, or maybe you want to tell us about a promotion or an event happening in your area, we'll be sure to broadcast that for you free live on our next show. Send us the email at radio@privateofficer.com. Now, you can also follow us if you like the internet and you are an internet social media junkie. We are at Twitter/Private Officer, Twitter/Private Officer. And as I mention all the time, that is also linked in with our blog. So every time we update our news, you will get a tweet. Also follow us at Facebook/PrivateOfficer.com. We also have our own forums at PrivateOfficer.ning. And PrivateOfficerNews.wordpress.com is our news site. Now, well, that's a lot of emails and websites, and that's just too much for me to remember. We have made it easy for you to follow us on the internet because we have a fairly large internet presence and it's growing every day. In fact, we have a pretty fun position open. I'll be telling you about that in a few moments. But if you want to follow us on the internet, if you want to link with us at any of those sites I just gave you, simply just go to our main website at www.privateofficer.com, right there on the homepage. Of all places, huh? What do you know? Who would have thought? You can hook up with us right there on the homepage at Private Officer, www.privateofficer.com. All of our links are right there. So you don't have to mess with writing all the other stuff down, remembering, you know, well, they're on Twitter, but how do I get to them? What do I type in when I go to Facebook? Just go to our main website. It's all right there. Want to congratulate one more time all of the inductees into the 2011 Private Security Hall of Fame. There were 48 or so nominations for the inductions, and 8 private security law enforcement personnel was selected. I don't really have time to go through all of the awards and inductions, but I do want to mention that several of the inductees had 30-plus years in law enforcement and private security. We have a substantial wealth of knowledge in the security industry. We have a substantial wealth of educated people in the security industry. It's not just a bunch of yoo-hoos out here running around with guns and uniforms and badges. We have a lot of professionally trained, highly educated personnel, like myself, in the industry. And we've got people, top-notch people, out there trying to make a difference in the private security industry. And it makes me feel proud, and it should make you feel proud to know that there are people out here that really have the knowledge, the training, the experience, the background, and they are trying to impart that into those coming into the security industry, those who may not have that knowledge or training. We're trying to pass it on to you. To make your career better, to make your life safer, and to help you along the way. And if you have the privilege to be working with someone like that, whether it be your manager, director, or another security officer, I really, suggest that you pick their brain and get as much information and knowledge and their training as possible, because it's going to make a huge, huge, huge difference in your own life. Check out our Private Security Hall of Fame inductees and all of the 2011 Private Security Officer Award winners on our website, www.privateofficer.com. I do want to remind you, before we take a break, that on May 21st and 22nd, 2011, that's next week, we will be in the middle of Operation Give Back. A little time will make a big difference. We are asking you to participate. Just give a few hours. You don't have to spend the whole day. We're not asking you to give up your whole weekend. Not even asking you to donate any of your hard-earned money, but I am asking that you donate a few hours to a charity of your site, of your choice. It could be anything in your area. It could be the food bank. It could be the homeless shelter. It could be the soup kitchen. It could be the Red Cross. This would be a great time to pitch in and go to Alabama or Virginia or the Carolinas or someplace else that's been hit pretty hard by the recent storms and pitch in. Give them a few hours of your time in cleaning up or whatever, passing out food to the homeless folks, whatever it is. We're asking that you get involved. Go to our website at privateofficer.com. Right there on the homepage, you can register that you are going to participate. And we will send you a T-shirt. We'll also be holding another Operation Give Back in the fall, and we are hoping that that will be even bigger and better. We got a press release out of St. Kitts Island. One of our association members, lifetime members, owner of a private security company down there, handed out goodie baskets to women last Mother's Day. I guess it was last week. And they made a difference by helping those women who were alone and recognizing all that they had done. And we've had some other great reports of folks giving back already. So we're asking that you join in next week. Get involved in Operation Give Back. A little time will make a big difference. Go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. Register today. Get involved, and you'll get a certificate and a T-shirt from us. We got some more big news to tell you about when we come back in just a moment. Okay, I want to remind you that coming up is August the 21st and 22nd in Peoria, Illinois, a suburb of the Chicago Midwest area. we will be at the Midwest Security Police Conference and Expo. We will be speaking on the second day of the convention there about the changing roles of private security. And, yes, what else? Tell me, come on. What? We will also have a booth there, a table, a setup where you can come by and see us at the Midwest Security Police Conference and check us out. We will be there, like I said, on for the whole thing, actually, but we will be there on the second day giving a presentation about the changing roles of private security. And we'd love to see you there at the convention. Also, if you know anyone in the area, let them know about this. This is a yearly event. It's a national convention. Lots of people from Canada and all across America will be there. And check them out on the web at www.mspce.com. Again, that's www.mspce.com. It's a privilege that they asked me to be there and to speak, and we're looking forward. We really are. We're going to have a good time. Can't wait. August coming up in just a few months. Just a few months. Hey, some more breaking news coming across the web. You may have heard this. Maybe not. But Donald has decided not to run for president. Huh. He's not going to run to be the president of the U.S. He said he is going to stay on the Apprentice show. He's going to continue with that. Can you imagine working for the Donald? I've heard that he is really a tough boss to work for. You're fired. You're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. You're fired. Hey, he wouldn't have anyone left there at the White House. He'd have to be doing, 40,000 different things. You're fired. Get out. So the Donald, the multi-million, billion, trillion, whatever year, he is out. He is not running for president. I don't know. I'm not much into politics. I don't know if he would have been a good one or not. But, these days, there's not a whole lot of choices out there. I think that somebody who's been in business, somebody who's run a billion-dollar company would definitely be a good candidate. And definitely better than someone who has no experience at all. That's all that I'll say about that. And we will move on. I'd like to invite you to advertise now on our web, radio show, and other media products. We invite you to advertise. We are going to be offering limited banner advertisement on our web, as well as advertising on our radio show. We do reach several hundred thousand people every month, and that continues to grow, not only here locally, not only across the U.S., but around the world. We have a growing brand, and if you're in the marketing industry, then you know what that means, and you know the importance of it. So our brand is growing. And we encourage you, invite you to advertise with us. For more information, contact us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Adminassist@privateofficer.com. Some other great big news happening is that we are starting up our brand new digital magazine coming in about a week or two. It will be a great layout. Every month, news articles, and we'll be doing product updates. We will be doing interviews. We will have a brand new segment once a month here on the radio program and in our new magazine called Road Patrol. Road Patrol. We will have videos, stories, and photos of private security officers and companies from across the U.S. and around the world. In fact, we interviewed someone for this segment yesterday, so you'll be hearing about them coming up in one of the segments. Road Patrol. It will be part of our continuing new program, new segment. You'll be able to hear what's going on with your cohorts all around the world. If you would like to be interviewed, be part of the Road Patrol segment, send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Radio@privateofficer.com. If you're in loss prevention, uniform security, mobile patrol, campus police, campus security, you know, if you're a machine gunner at the DOE, Department of Energy, and you're on patrol, we'd love to talk to you and interview you. And just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Also, as many of you know, we are on track. We've been involved for a number of months now with our 2011 training initiative. We are training 1,000 private security officers across the U.S. and around the world in at least two additional training certifications that they are not required to have by their state or government licensing agent. If you would like to be involved, go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. Right there at the top of the page, there's a blue banner link on it, and you can enroll to be part of the free training. That's right. I did say free, free, free. We are giving you free online training, and we also have listed more than a dozen colleges and governmental training facilities offering free training. Check it out and register today and be part of the 2011 training initiative. Very quickly, we do want to say happy, happy birthday to Lester Fisk, 59, and St. Simon's Island. Oh, that's a beautiful place. Oh, that's a beautiful place. And I am jealous. I am jealous. St. Simon, Georgia, down in the Savannah area. Beautiful place. Fred Hughes in Boston, Massachusetts. Another beautiful place if you like being on the water and you don't mind about 100 inches of snow every year. Well, maybe not. Nah, maybe not that much. Not that much. Okay. But, Fred, happy birthday to you, buddy. I don't know how old you are, but happy birthday. Lonnie is 23 in Florida. Happy birthday, Lonnie, to you. And Michael St. John, 43 in Brunswick, Maine. It says Massachusetts here, but MA is Massachusetts, but it's actually Maine. He's in Maine, Brunswick, Maine. Happy birthday to Michael St. John, number 43, in Brunswick, Maine. We did mention a few weeks back about the triple play. We had one, two, three, four, five people complete the triple play, and I just think that I want to honor them one more time. And they hit the triple play. What is that? Is that a lotto? No. Is that a casino game? No. What in the world are you talking about? Well, Tony Centrelli, Carmen Flores, Jody Devine, Fred Holcomb, and Perry Goodson all completed the Certified Asset Protection Professional 1, the Certified Asset Protection Professional 2, and the Instructor Certification Course, the Triple Play. And so, congratulations to them. That was a lot of hard work and a lot of time and a lot of dedication. I know what they put into it. They all did very, 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 very well. And so congratulations to all of them on their hard work. Very quickly, do want to hit on the news headlines. In Kansas City, police have arrested a former deputy sheriff and current Kansas police instructor for the murder of his wife, Brett Seacat, the husband of a woman who was killed in a massive house fire back April the 30th, has now been charged with her murder. According to police, they say that they completed autopsy and some other investigative items resulted in the arrest of Brett Seacat on Friday. He's currently being held on charges of first-degree murder, aggravated arson, two counts of aggravated child endangerment, and there's no bond. Riverside, California is the latest police agency to announce the layoff of police, deputy sheriffs, and correction officers. The Riverside Sheriff's Administration is planning to cut a number of positions because of their budget situation. Sheriff said that he believes about 100 deputy sheriffs will be laid off at the end of next month. And it could be more than that. In Shreveport, Louisiana, a local physician and a woman, listen to this one, was arrested for obscenity charges after a family who was visiting the Shreveport Tinseltown Theater, a movie theater, noticed that they were having sex in the theater. The woman, one of the patrons, contacted the security officer on duty who happened to be an off-duty police officer. They arrested Dr. Randall Brewer and Emily Genovese and charged them with obscenity charges, and they were booked into the Shreveport City Jail. Unbelievable. Shreveport, Louisiana also, the Sheriff's Department there has arrested an employee of Loomis Armor Guard Service. Chantel Starr, 33 of Shreveport, was a security officer and evidently stole a bag of cash from one of the armored trucks. She's been arrested for felony theft and forgery, and she will be released on bond if and when she can make it. In Canada, a great Canadian casino gaming security officer came to the assistance of a Royal Canadian Mounted Patrolman who was being attacked by a man. Police say that the casino security officer subdued the suspect who was assaulting the police officer. According to the security officer, he was just doing his job. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, a 13-year veteran, was alone and tried to interview a suspect who was being accused of assault at the time when he attacked a female police officer. Speaking of police, Lincoln, Nebraska, a police officer there has been charged with stealing $16,000 from the Lincoln Police Union charity account. 41-year-old Cassandra Briggs was arrested on two counts of felony theft by deception. Police say that she stole the money between August of 2008 and November 2010 while she served as the president of the Lincoln Police Union Charities. In Moraine, Ohio, a homeless man was killed over the weekend when he was crushed to death in a recycling truck at a shopping center. Police there say that the man, who has been identified as 44-year-old Paul Wilder, evidently crawled into the recycling bin and was crushed to death, died of multiple blunt force injuries. A woman in Austin, Texas, Marcy Palmer, has been arrested and faces charges of felony carrying a concealed weapon at the airport. TSA agents say that she had a loaded firearm in her carry-on bag. They noticed it when they sent it through the x-ray machine. She's being held on a $5,000 bond. Mount Holly, New Jersey, police say that 18-year-old Sarah Townsend committed suicide at the Allentown High School. According to investigators, They at first thought it was a suspicious death, but now ruled it a suicide. Authorities in New Jersey say that crime has risen since police have been laid off. Imagine that. According to statistics, crime is up substantially since a number of police officers were laid off in the major cities, including Newark. Gunfire erupts regularly across the city. Police there say that it's a direct result of officer layoffs, while the politicians say they're not convinced it's a direct link at all. A Phoenix, Arizona security officer found a dead man Friday night. Police were called after the security officer found 39-year-old Manuel Hernandez in an apartment complex. Security officers saw the victim deceased and notified law enforcement. The investigation continues. The state of Texas has now legislation in place that bans intrusive airport security pat-downs. The bill, which passed last week, aims at making touching travelers in an inappropriate way a criminal offense. The measure makes it illegal for anyone conducting pat-downs to touch the anus, sexual organs, buttocks, or breast of another person, including through clothing. Although this bill has passed, the federal government is looking into blocking it. In California, 70 state parks, including the governor's mansion, has been closed down by the new governor, Jerry Brown. According to the governor's office, the state is looking at ways of saving money and having to cut $22 million more in the state park revenue. The California State Park was directed to identify the park's attendance and to locate the parks that had the lowest attendance. 70 parks made the list, and you can check them out on the website if you are interested in knowing which parks those are. In Valencia, California, police there say that they have arrested a gang suspected of major theft from Macy's. The gang was stealing high-priced sunglasses when they were apprehended by loss prevention and law enforcement. A drunk woman is accused of biting security and airport police in Minneapolis, Minnesota. According to police, she was arrested while she was intoxicated using extreme profanity. Megan Bursack, 23, of Minnesota, has been charged with being drunk in public, assaulting a police officer, and resisting arrest. An Alabama cable installer has been arrested for theft of credit cards and identification from homes in Florence. Police taken Jonathan Travis Dennis, 32, into custody in Florence, Alabama. He is currently being held at the Lauderdale County Detention Center. A Buffalo, New York school security officer has been injured during a fight at the Riverside High School. The security officer was taken to the hospital by ambulance. According to law enforcement officer, a student has been charged with assault and harassment. That is today's headlines, and of course we always have many others to tell you about. We just don't have the time. If we had the time, we could read your news all day long. We could tell you a little bit about this and a little bit about that. But we just don't have the time. Wish we did. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. right, we're back for another few minutes here. Do want to remind you as well that if you would like to be a co-host, either on the LP Zone or here on our weekly broadcast, be sure to send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com. You can be a co-host for a day, a couple of days, or permanently. We are looking for a co-host. Send us an email if you'd like to be a co-host for the day and maybe you'd like to talk about a particular subject. Just let me know. Of course, do your research on it, and you know we'll be glad to have you on the show. Just send me an email at radio. That's radio at privateofficer.com. If you are a member of Private Officer International, we have a beautiful way for you to show your pride in the organization, the Private Officer Two-Tone Badge. It is a oval LAPD-style two-tone silver and gold badge. It is on sale right now. You'll get the Private Officer International logo as well as your name and member number on it engraved. It is a custom order. Beautiful, beautiful badge. Go to our website at privateofficer.com, click on the mall link, and order yours today. It is a great way to show your pride in the organization, and it's a lifetime keepsake. And if you're a member of the association, we hope that you will order yours today. You can also be part of Security in Motion. It is a book that we have been putting together for it's been about 7 or 8 months. If you would like to be an instant author, all that you have to do is contribute a 200-plus word report on something that's happened to you while you've been in the security industry. It could be something exciting. It could be something routine. It could be something silly, stupid. It could be about a fire or a good arrest that you've been involved in, as long as it wasn't your own, of course. Yeah, I was a security guard and the police locked me up. No, that's not exactly what we want to put in the book. But if you'd like to be an instant author, send it to adminassist@privateofficer.com, adminassist@privateofficer.com. We will be publishing this book this year, sometime in the fall. It will be available at Amazon.com and several bookstores, including Barnes & Noble, and you'll become a real instant author. You'll get the full credit, and proceeds will be going to the Private Officer Benevolent Fund, and we'd love for you to contribute. Send it your 200-plus word personal contribution to Private Officer Admin Assist at privateofficer.com. We are looking, I told you at the top of the hour, we are looking for an exciting person to be part of an exciting addition to our staff. We are looking for one or two or three, all right, maybe four. We're looking for a few good men. We're looking for a few social network ambassadors. And what that is people who will scan Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and a few other sites and keep track of what's going on, what's being said about Private Officer International, as well as the private security industry. Now, many companies, I was just reading today about Papa John and also Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is owned by Yum Corporation in Louisville, Kentucky, just reading today how they use social network to not only advertise, but also to keep ahead of their competition, and they have social network folks full-time that all they do is follow the social network to see what's being said about their brand, their product, as well as offer, of course, coupons and discounts and freebies on those social medias. So if you would like to be a social network or social media ambassador, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We are talking about right now this being a volunteer position, but we may, depending, of course, who you are, we may put some monetary value to this position, and we'd love for you to be involved. Send us an email. We're also looking for area chapter managers still. If you are still involved or still interested in being involved, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We're still interested in opening chapters. It's much slower now than what we anticipated, but we're moving along with it. We have 1,000 things going on. We can't do them all at the same time, so we're having to prioritize. But we are continuing our efforts in that area. If you're interested, go to the website or send us an email and get involved. We're also looking for a full-time college recruiter and counselor. This is a full-time salaried position with benefits. Send your resume to adminassist@privateofficer.com. Adminassist@privateofficer.com. This is a full-time position located in Richmond, Virginia. So you must live or be willing to move to Richmond, Virginia to be considered. We're also looking for membership recruiters and marketing support. Send your email or letter of interest or your resume to adminassist@privateofficer.com. Very quickly, want to remind you that in just about 2 weeks, at the beginning of June, right after the Memorial Day weekend, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? It's going to be Memorial Day already. My goodness. That means half of the year will be gone. Where does time fly? Wow. But right after that, right after Memorial Day, we will begin with our sister company, Private Officer Security Group. We will begin to offer franchises, security company franchises nationwide. We are still willing to give away several free franchises. If you are interested, just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Adminassist@privateofficer.com. You know, the great thing about being a franchisee, a lot of people say there's a lot of negative things about it. You don't really own the business. You don't really have a say. That's not true. You do own your business. Go in and ask the McDonald's owner. Go in and ask the Pizza Hut owner. Go into the Holiday Inn and ask the owner of the Holiday Inn if he has a say in what happens to his business. They're all franchises. They all operate in a franchise system. So the negativity and the folks who say franchises aren't worth it are people who don't know what they're talking about. They really seriously and truly don't know what they're talking about. Franchises is a all-in-one turnkey operation to start your business without having to research it, without having to design paperwork, without putting any effort into it whatsoever. The franchisor, the company, has already done it for you. They've put together the system that works. They've tried and true system. They've been there. And it also offers complete support, marketing, human resources, legal, lots of things that you would normally have to pay more money for. So the franchise industry, I mean, this is one of the fastest ways and one of the growing, you know, methods of owning your own business worldwide is through a franchise. So if you are interested in having a free franchise or starting your own franchise, security agency, send us an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com. I mean, it really is a great way to start your business, and we're giving away several free. I mean, can't get much cheaper than that, folks. Free. Nonetheless, if you're not one of those picked for the franchise, you can still apply to own a franchise. Just send an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com. This week, we will not offer any training on the radio program. We don't have anything. I'm so sorry. I feel like somebody at the door on Halloween. I'm just out of candy. I don't have anything to offer the kids. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have anything. But we're not going to be sharing any training with you today. We will tomorrow, if you listen to our LP Zone radio program, tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, or later on demand, we will be talking tomorrow about Internal Theft 101. Join us tomorrow. But today, that's about all we have for this program. We're glad that you've joined us from wherever you might be or might want to be. Oh, boy. We're glad that you've been here with us. We're glad that we're making a difference in the private security industry. Spread the word. Be a preacher of the gospel of Private Officer International. We have a lot of great benefits to offer the security industry, the private officer member. We have a lot of great things happening. There's no other organization or association like it, not even in law enforcement, folks. Talk to your police friends. They'll tell you, even if they're a member of the PBA or the union, they're not doing anything like what we're doing. So spread the word. Be a preacher, and we will see you right here back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow.